Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. Crowns the armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I am Melissa Red Pill, and we're going to have fun tonight. Actually, President Trump is doing a rally in Pennsylvania, so we're going to jet after this and go watch our wonderful president have a special Christmas celebration for us. So let's go and check that out afterward. If you're new here, we look at the current events in the light of God's word, right? Hey, everybody. Howdy. I see Howdy Melly from Clay and JR100. Hey, Melly. Okay, y'all pray for me because my voice, I don't know how long it's going to go. I'm trying so hard to get my strength back and to get my oxygen back. And Dr. Laura was like, you got to get open, open these lungs. And man, whatever they did to me has really done a number. Anyway, we're going to get there. Actually, my sister Debbie, hey Debbie Ross, she got sick too. So yeah, it's, this stuff, that chlorine stuff, I have a feeling it was the chlorine bleach. It did a number on both of us. All right, so let's get started. So if you guys were like, what's wrong with her voice? That's what it is. Oh, don't forget to hit the like button. Hit it right now, you guys. I know you like it. I know you do. And you forget because we get excited. We're having all of our fun and all the disclosure. And I really think that's what we're getting for Christmas. That's what we want. We want disclosure and arrests. That's what we want. You have to have the disclosure first and really for really the world because you and I know. We're ready, but the rest of the people need to wake up. So definitely hit the like button, subscribe, and make sure your bell is rung, and make sure you share and share and share to never, let everybody know the good news of what's going on biblically. Now, this is what President Trump's, this man who is a farmer, of course, our wonderful President Trump is always doing something amazing for someone in the Oval Office. And so this farm, and especially the farmers, he loves the farmers. And so he was talking with the farmer. And look at this. This is so sweet. Check this out.
The other day I was reading my little boy a story at night, putting him to bed. And he said, Daddy, I don't want Santa Claus to come to our house for Christmas. I want President Trump. And I think, Mr. Trump, I think you brought Christmas to farmers with this bridge payment. We'll be able to farm another year. Help us get by. It's such an honor to be here with you. The other day.
Isn't that great? I just love that. I want you to look. Okay, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you President Trump's face as soon as he says this. Because, okay, President Trump is basically with this look. Okay, you tell me if you agree. I think he's saying that he surpasses Santa Claus. Check it out.
And I think.
Did you see it? Did you see that little look? Yeah, well, yeah. I'm actually doing a better job than Santa Claus. That was awesome. He's so funny. We do not deserve him at all. So just enjoy the show. All right. So he's going to say here that he has a naughty list. And so, yeah, it's a long, long, long naughty list. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. Who's on this naughty list? Check it out.
Trump, who is on your naughty list this year?
Oh, that's a long list. I better not tell you it's not a problem out there in the world. No, we have a pretty big naughty list, but our country is doing well.
Yeah, we have a pretty pretty big naughty list, a pretty big naughty list. And so that's the arrest list. That's the same as the arrest list. And I'm just holding out for Christmas this year to have some arrests on Christmas Eve. Okay, that's what I want. Don't send your letters to Santa Claus. Send them to President Trump. That's what we want this year. These people gone from us. I'm so sick of these people. I'm going to read to you this verse from that I've shared in the book, The Golden Age, about the evildoers. Oh, my goodness. And justice falling on the evildoers. That's one of my favorite chapters. Okay, come on, little mouse. You can do it. Come on. My husband went and got me a new battery for my mouse today. I'm like, come on. Come on. All right. It's not doing it. I can't make it. How do you make it go to the next tab? Yay. All right. You know, technology, you got to love it. Who loves technology? Technology is enough to make you nuts, right? I love it when it works. When it doesn't work, you think you're going to lose your mind. All right. So this is one. Here's a naughty list person right here is Zelensky. You know, I didn't understand that at the beginning, but you know, shortly I did understand that obviously this Ukraine situation going on was about rooting out the evil in Ukraine. That's what Russia's whole job has been pretty much for this whole time, is to root out all the corruption in Ukraine. It's been the head of the beast. And so, of course, when all the mainstream media sings the praises of Zelensky, that tells you everything you need to know, that he's a no good, scoundrel. Now, very interesting. President Trump says he's disappointed that Zelensky hasn't even read the peace plan yet. So check this out.
Step in Russia-Ukraine talks after last week's negotiations.
So we've been speaking to President Putin, and we've been speaking to Ukrainian leaders, including Zelensky, President Zelensky. And I have to say that I'm a little bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. That was as of a few hours ago. His people love it. But he has it. Russia's fine with it. Russia, I guess, would rather have the whole country when you think of it. But Russia is, I believe, fine with it. But I'm not sure that Zelensky's fine with it. His people love it. But he hasn't read it. So someday you'll explain that one to me, Jeff.
What's your next?
Chop, chop, Zelensky. Now, I thought that was very interesting that President Trump said that Putin would like to have the entire country. I wonder if before this is over, that's what's going to happen, that he'll have the whole country, because Ukraine is just rife with so much evil. I don't think we can't go into the golden age and have any of this evil any place, especially in Ukraine, because that is really the top of the head of the beast, really, of the New World Order criminal satanic cabal. He also was asked by Politico, the question is, why is he going on, with Politico to be interviewed by these demons who hate him? And we know that they're always going to have some kind of a gotcha deal. Either way, President Trump can run circles around them. And so here he's asked about Zelensky, and this is his response. He's going to have to start accepting things. And so President Trump is basically boxing out the Europeans because they don't know what to do with Zelensky. They just want America to foot the bill on continuing this war, basically a proxy war against Russia, and we're not going to do it. Thank God that is over. Check this out, though, what President Trump said. You know, they've lost so much land, including some of this really prized land on the seafront. So this is all because our wonderful president is such a genius. And this is Christmas. This is what we're getting for Christmas, is the world set free from these demons. Check this out.
You say, okay.
Well, he's going to have to get on the ball and start accepting things. You know, when you're losing, because you're losing.
Do you think Ukraine has lost this war?
Well, they've lost territory long before I got here. They lost a whole strip of seafront, big seafront. You look at the maps. I've been here for 10 months, but you go back 10 months and take a look. They lost that whole strip. It's now a bigger strip. It's a wider strip, but they lost a lot of land, and it's very good land, too, that they lost. You certainly wouldn't say it's a victory. I could show you a chart
It's a lot of land they lost.
So Zelensky rejects this deal.
Yeah.
Like, is there a...
Right. Okay. So the questions that they ask reveal where they are coming from, and whose side they are on. You know, so she is promoting Zelensky, and then here in a second, she's going to promote Maduro. And so that tells you they're on the side of the criminals. We know that Zelensky has been the head of the this criminal operation in Ukraine. And then, of course, Maduro has been the head of the criminal operation in Venezuela. And really, Venezuela is a linchpin of all of South America, because if Venezuela falls, you know, then, and I'll show you what he's going to say about that in a second, but then all of them, Colombia, you know, Argentina, all of them will fall. So I'm ready. I know you are too. Okay, so here's more about Zelensky. He's making fun of him, saying he's like P.T. Barnum. He's crooked Joe, and because crooked Joe Biden gave him $350 billion with a B. And we've seen, you know, they're hiding where all this money went. So that right there tells you everything you need to know. It, you know, and that's why I've shared this all on my social media. If you guys aren't familiar with my social media, when you go to freedomforce.live, let me see if I can pull that up real super quick, or Melissa Red Pill, either way, Melissa Red Pill, you can see all the social media right here. And I've been posting about how they're trying to hide the, where the money went. And that tells you that it's just complete corruption. Of all the countries in the world, that a lot of them are very corrupt, this has been the number one most corrupt country. And so they've just taken that money, billions of dollars. So check this out, what President Trump said about that. Okay, here's this one.
And I call him P.T. Barnum. You know who P.T. Barnum was, right?
I do.
One of the greatest on earth. He could sell any product at any time. That was his expression. I can sell any product at any time. It was true. He said, doesn't matter whether it works or not. But he's P.T. Barnum. You know, he got crooked Joe Biden to give him $350 billion. And look what it got. It got him about 25% of his country is missing. He's a great salesman. I call him P.T. Barnum. You know?
Yeah. So he got a lot of money out of the Republicans and Democrats in Congress, but he has still lost all of this land. So it didn't really help him at all. So yeah, 25% of his country is gone, despite that. And then they've just pocketed all this money. We'll get it all back. Don't worry. All right. So now, let's go on to South America. Maduro's days are numbered. And then he's going to tell her, you know, she says, well, you know, are you going to do a military action? Are you kidding me, girl? Seriously. You really think that he's going to tell you right here in your political interview, even if it was a good news outfit, he's not going to tell you, hello, it's so dumb. And she said, then of course he calls out Politico as having taken $8 million from Obama to keep Politico afloat. What does that tell you? They can't even run their organization without being, without taking money from the government. So it, you know, nobody wants to listen to anything they have to say. It's all smoke and mirrors. When these companies, when these influencers, when these big organizations like Politico, you know, look like, oh, well, they're very highly successful. Yeah, but because our tax dollars have the thumb on the scale to make everybody think that they're successful when they're not. So check this out.
Good. Tren de Aragua, the gang's one of the meanest gangs in the world.
You've locked down the border
now.
No,
he sent a lot of these people. He also sends in a lot of drugs. So we'll see how it all works out.
So do you
I can't talk about
strategy. So how far would you go to take Maduro out of office?
I don't want to say that, but...
But you want to see him out?
His days are numbered.
Can you rule out an American ground invasion?
I don't want to rule in or out. I don't talk about it. Why would I talk to you? An extremely unfriendly publication, if you want to call it, Politico, that got $8 million from Obama to keep it afloat. Why would I do that? Why would I talk about that to Politico? I mean, I'm doing this because you picked me as a man
for
Europe.
I thought it was transparency for their American people, because a lot of folks are... Well, people are wondering
I'll tell you,
what is...
I am the most transparent politician maybe in the world.
A lot of folks are wondering...
He did talk...
Yeah. And Politico, certainly, very transparent, you know. We're on to you. We see you. It's the emperor has no clothes. We see all of you people now, right? We see Maduro. We see Zelensky. We see Politico. We see a lot. We see a lot of people on that naughty list. And Trump knows all of them. He's like Santa Claus. He knows who's naughty. He knows who's nice. Now, speaking of which, have you seen this? This is Fuentes on January 6th, fomenting all of this, the riot, and encouraging people to go into the Capitol. Who does that remind you of? Our wonderful friend Ray Epps, Mr. Fed himself. Of course, if you ask AI, they're like, oh no, he's not a Fed. I'm telling you, AI is taught to lie, and lie some more. And they'll say, when you catch them in a lie, oh, you got me corrected. I promise I won't do that anymore. It's like a bad boyfriend. They'll just keep lying and lying and lying. How many times do you have to be lied to before you break up? Breaking up with AI. Now, so we know that the word is that Ray Epps is not a Fed, but he was on video clearly saying that he was, clearly promoting for people to go into the Capitol, right? And same thing with Fuentes. This is video, and there's no doubt about it, and it's even on Lying AI that he actually did this. They even have to admit that he did this, but they're saying, well, but he didn't go in. But he and Ray Epps are joined at the hip. So there you go. I don't need to see any more. And of course, you know that Elon just said that Fuentes is a Fed. All right. There you go. He was right. So here, I'll let you listen to it for yourself. This is, and then of course we know that a lot of these other people who are walking around are Feds. Also, likely this guy with the mask, probably all these people who are right there standing with him are Feds. And then there were, patriots who were there, who were listening. Some of them were duped into going in, of course, and some of them were not. And we know the rest is history, that this whole thing was used to try to destroy Trump and destroy MAGA. And, as hard as it's been, it didn't work. So check this out. Hopefully that's loud. It may be too loud. But okay, so what they typically do is they have the, whatever he says, then the CIA feds in the crowd go, yeah, and get everybody all ginned up. And so they're trying to get people into the Capitol so that they can cause all this, cause them to be the political fodder that the media uses all this time, saying, see how these people are so terrible, blah, 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 when they're trying to protest peacefully a fraudulent election. And President Trump just said that today. He said that we're going to have the truth come out about these fraudulent elections very soon. Now, I don't know when that's going to happen, but it's not just in America. It started in Venezuela with what's-his-face, and then Castro in Cuba, and they've figured out how to make Smartmatic and Dominion machines. They made the funny software in the insides, and so they said, hey, this is so easy. We're doing this. This is so easy. You don't have to fire a shot and you take over a country. How easy is this? All right, so yeah, I want you to hear what else Fuentes had to say.
Keep watching and don't relax. Never relax.
Yeah! We're going to the Capitol.
Break down the barriers and disregard the police.
Break down the barriers and disregard the police. There you go. How you like that? Nick Fuentes, we got you on video. Break down the barriers and disregard the police. Go into the Capitol. The police are evacuating the Capitol. The police are evacuating the Capitol. So, you know, as you know, I was there. None of us were up there to try to take over the government. We were trying to get our government to not vote for the fraudulent election, not to rubber stamp the fraudulent election, for our government to do their fiduciary duty, which was to go and research and find out what the truth was about the election, not to rubber stamp it. We were not sitting there trying to take over the government. None of the patriots were up there to do that. None of us. So, yeah. So Fuentes knows very good and well what he was trying to do. He is part of their system. No doubt about it. And, you know, if I went up there, you know, with a bullhorn and I start screaming, no one's going to go, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're going to, you know, they know who are their guys. They know what their plan was going to be. They know, you know, not that it's come out, because they have a blood oath. If anybody ever comes and tells the truth, that's what's so aggravating about AI. AI is like, oh, well, you know, if this was true, it would have come out by now. No, because it's like the mafia, the mob. If you tell the truth, you're dead. Hello. Come on, AI. Grow up. Alrighty then. Now, how about some more naughty ones? Now, okay, this is one that's very interesting. Candace Owens has been exposing for days the truth about what happened. And, you know, clearly they have never been able to, they've never been willing to answer the questions. Now, on the 15th, next Monday, supposedly TPUSA is going to answer the questions. But they won't just sit down and have a conversation. That's what makes you go, what's going on? You go, really? So because if you and I had something that we're trying to get to the bottom of, you and I would sit down, we'd talk about it, and we'd go, okay, well, let's see if we can figure this out. Let's search this out. Oh, did you know about this? Did you know about that? That's reasonable. That's reasonable. That tells you that both of us are wanting to get to the truth. But when someone says all these things, oh, we're going to pre-record this, or we're going to do it live where it's all these canned answers, where this is the question, this is the canned answer, it's all been run through by attorneys and all that, you know the whole thing is garbage. It's garbage. And so, you know, who was the one who was happy to have people come up and ask any question at any time on any campus? Of course, Charlie Kirk. Do it for Charlie. Come on, TPUSA. Do it for Charlie. And so I think that was one of the posts I had here. No, that's something else. But yeah, do it for Charlie. In honor of Charlie, right, you guys? In honor of Charlie, go ahead and let's just have an open discussion about it. Why do we need to get attorneys involved? Why do we need to get all this involved? Now, she is saying, Candace is saying now, as of today, I've been trying to keep you kind of apprised of it because I know a lot of you haven't had time to go and watch all her videos. And so what I try to do, for those of you who are new, I'm Melissa Redpill. You can find all my videos on melissaredpill.com. I try to aggregate some of the most important news of the day, clips and obviously adding my commentary and how this is biblical all into one little bundle for you guys. Now, I want you to hear what she has to say. Again, trying to save my voice. Check it out.
But I want to tell you that I actually believe that this was a military hit that involved foreign actors and also literal actors. I believe that that day ran something akin to JFK's assassination. I believe that there were therefore multiple decoys on the ground. I do not believe, just so I'm clear here, that the person who was walking up the stairs killed Charlie. In fact, my suspicion is that that photo was not even shot on the same day. I do not believe that the person who ran across Losey rooftop killed Charlie. I think it was another decoy. I do not believe that shot came from a Losey center at all. And I obviously, we all know that decoy George Zinn didn't kill Charlie. And I received an interesting tip about him as well, that he's much more connected than what meets the surface. He potentially has connections to the federal department, familial connections to the federal department, and we are prodding that. It's getting interesting. Anyway, that would suggest that there are thus far a total of four decoys, like George Zinn, Staircase Guy, Maroon Shirt Guy, and Losey Center Guy, none of which I believe actually pulled the trigger, call it a hunch. I think it's much more likely that Lance Twiggs is the one that is walking in that maroon shirt. His build is nothing like Tyler Robinson's build. Lance Twiggs is thinner. And obviously I'm speculating here, but I believe Tyler Robinson was involved and he was in fact driving around campus on that day, therefore assisting in the costume changes, likely picking up clothing. And as we broke the story, Tyler was seen at Dairy Queen. And what was he seen doing, as I told you? Dumping clothing in the cemetery beside that Dairy Queen. So I think that is what his involvement is limited to. That was his job, to get rid of clothing. It's completely a nonsense to think that a person who had never killed anyone was high on adrenaline after a kill and decided to eat Dairy Queen. That doesn't even make sense biologically speaking. It was
right. Okay. So that's the crux of what she came out with today, thinking that it was definitely a military hit from our U.S. government working alongside these Egyptians in Mossad, kind of like what you'd think of as a hit on, Caesar. You know, you get everybody's hands involved in it. And so that's what she is saying. And also, going back to JFK and how they all joined in, all of these groups joined in with the JFK assassination. And so what I would have expected is for this to be, for us to go back to JFK and to try to get to the bottom of that, which eventually we will do. Unfortunately, that was 60 years ago. And people, that is not top of mind, that is not fresh in people's minds, that's kind of, for some people, ancient history now. And yes, it's important, it is important, but, the JFK files came out, and it was crickets. Most people didn't even pay it any attention. And so with this happening, and again, I still believe that Charlie is in witness protection, but clearly this was something that they had set up, and that the trigger man was maybe what's going on is that the trigger man was in on it to put him in witness protection. And so that's why he, there's a lot of people, a lot of hubbub around on the plot and upon like this movie type of thing that they were doing. But the trigger man was in on it and protected Charlie so that he could go into witness protection. That's what I am hoping. I don't know. It's, some of these people who are in on this, who carried Charlie to the car, that whole thing. She has, Candace has never gone into that as far as the amount of blood or a lot of those types of things that seemed very strange that we, that we talked about at the beginning but are not being talked about now. So she is, in my opinion, is leading us down a path to expose how they do hostile takeovers of organizations, and you better say what we want you to say or something bad will happen to you. Also how they can run airplanes into our country, military airplanes that are allowed in by our U.S. military, that they can have all these ambassadors, these diplomats come in, and they, no one ever can question them because they have diplomatic immunity. So these are the dots that she's connecting, and that they would want to shut him up, no doubt about it. And so whoever's the naughty and whoever's the nice will be exposed, and it will all be brought to light, right? We already know that biblically. All right, so that's what she was coming out with. Now, the next thing, this huge thing that's coming out now, is that Patrick Byrne went on Lindell TV today and admitted that he was CIA and that he was working with the Russian collusion hoax. I want you to hear what he had to say on that. He says, I regret not saying this during Trump's first term. They're staging a color revolution now. So what he's saying is that he's now awake and he realizes that they were using all this for evil. And so he's coming out with the truth. Okay. And so that would be all fine, well, and good. I'm just saying what my experience has been for most people, once CIA, always CIA. And, you know, he's admitted now that he's been CIA. He's admitted that he was part of this this Russia hoax. I was CIA, Tier 1 National Intelligence Asset. I helped set up the Russia hoax under Brennan. I stayed silent long enough. This is an insurrection. Okay. Naughty or nice? You guys put it in the chat. Which one do you think? So I want you to hear what he has to say. You can hold off on voting until you hear what he has to say.
Huge. There's two huge bombshells right now. But I can't ignore the third. You just told us that you are CIA, sir. So what? How would you describe your role with the CIA, which you haven't revealed before?
Well, again, I was telling the truth when I said they frequently was reminded that you have a really non-standard relationship. You have that. It became kind of my mother relationship. I had lots of relationships across the government. But eventually, I went from there to by 2010, 2011, Obama, I became something called a Tier 1 intelligence asset. And then in 2010, 2011, Obama elevated me to national intelligence asset. I was told I was going to be the ace in the hole for all kinds of, you know, for the real tough situations from 2010, 20. That was after working for Brennan for 4 or 5 years. And then I continued doing all that stuff through 2016. And all this crazy stuff happened that I've told you about, where we set up the Russian hoax. That's why, I mean, I've talked around it because I was trying to hide that, but I've told these stories about how I got drawn into setting up the Russian hoax and the Hillary this and that. It was a little bit of fibbing there. I didn't want to explain the whole truth. I was doing that. I didn't just stumble into it. I was their go-to asset. I was the national intelligence asset. First, I got pulled under Brennan in 06, and then 2011, I got moved into the White House. That's why I got mixed up in the Russian collusion and the Hillary stuff.
And there's actually a docuseries that General Michael Flynn produced about your life story. And this will make more sense now that you've shared this information if you go back and watch that docuseries. Why are you sharing this information now, Patrick, as we're looking at Venezuela and we're talking?
Okay, before we go on, I will show you this docuseries right here. And I'll send to you the link about this. So I'll just go ahead and put that in the chat, and Songbird will put that in the comments. But anyway, we'll watch it, and then we'll see. And the Lord's going to help us to understand what's really going on. I just find this very interesting timing. That's why I say that we're getting disclosure for Christmas. That's what we're getting, is all this is being exposed. So again, Patrick, yeah, he and I have talked before, whether he's a white hat or a dark hat, you got to admit, Patrick, you know, it's hard for us to know who to trust. And so you're going to have to do some stuff to really prove to us that you are trustworthy, because for us, we're just like the jury's out. Okay. So anyway, so I'll share that link in the comments, in the chat.
Talking about our rigged elections, it seems to me that you feel that this is an important part of you that you need to let the people know. Why?
I've danced around long enough, and it's not working. And the regret of my life is that I spent the first Trump term trying to dance around within my constraints. Buffett said, Patrick, when I went to see him, he was like my rabbi, he said, Patrick, just go on television and tell everything. And I just said I couldn't do that, but I went and told enough, trying to shape. And I've had enough. We're having an insurrection. We have an insurrection going on. People calling, you know, these people calling, you know, and don't you hate how that they say, well, we're not saying disobey Trump. We're just saying that if he gives you illegal orders, which theoretically, then it's time for you to disobey Trump. So I want to tell people in the military who I know watch your show, that theoretically, if you have officers, generals, or colonels who try to get you to take part in a color revolution, please kill them for us citizens. Just shoot them in the face. We'll appreciate it. Theoretically.
Okay, there you go. Okay, now you can vote in the chat, in the comments. Tell me what you think. Yeah, that's a wild deal. It's a wild deal. It's a wild deal to say, okay, you know, shoot your commanding officer. That's a lot right there, Patrick. I don't care what you say. And I will tell you this. I've talked to a lot of people since this whole thing has started. And there's something about the people who are CIA. They're highly intelligent. They can listen to you say something and they can get it that quick. Fuentes is highly intelligent. I think even Tim Pool is highly intelligent. Patrick Byrne is clearly highly intelligent. He's been, you know, very successful in business, and you know, it almost seems like, you know, they were propelling him, just like they were propelling Tim Pool, they're propelling Fuentes. I'm just saying it appears that way. And so, you know, I'm sure each one of you is smart, but they just have a separate type of genius, a different type of intellect. And I told him some things, and of all the people I've ever talked to, he got it that quick. He got it that quick. It was really, he's highly, highly, highly intelligent. And of course, that would make sense as to why they picked him to be CIA. I was shocked at the response that he gave to me. I was like, wait, no one else has ever listened to me tell this and been that quick to get it. Anyway, either way, I just wanted you to see this. I think this is part of the disclosure that we're getting for Christmas. Whether this is a white hat, black hat, I don't know. We will watch and see. But so we can watch that documentary and just see if, you know, what our thoughts are after that. But bottom line, either way, it's not about Patrick Byrne. It's about everyone understanding that our government is run by, you know, corrupt people in all these organizations. And that's what has to be exposed, whether it's because they do these color revolutions, whether it's because they do these hostile takeovers of these organizations, forcing people to say the things that they wanted them to say, or they're killed, assassinated, or whether, you know, removed, all of that, or, you know, whether it's about, you know, all these things are being exposed. All right. So what do you guys think about that? Yes, the SES. I think that Coast Rider, I think a lot of these SES people are, you know, highly intelligent people, but they're useful idiots. They know that the people, they'll do what they're told. Whereas you and I may be just more regular people as far as our intellect, but they know that we will not, there's a line we will not cross. Okay, now, so that's that one. All right. Now, I want to make sure that you guys saw this. This man right here, and I don't know his name. Anyway, he called up supposedly to the police department in Tim Pool's area, and they said that they don't have any record that there was any shootings at Tim Pool's house. And then this man right here, Cam Higby called, and he talked to someone at a police department, ostensibly, and they said, yes, there was a report of there being a shooting at Tim Pool's house. Neither of them gave information that would really give you the bottom line of, you know, with the name of the police department and, you know, listening to that type of thing. It could be just a hoax, and all of it could be a hoax. It's gone all over the internet. I want to make sure that you guys saw about it. Either way, I don't want anyone to have anyone's house shot up. And number one, the most important thing is it still does not allow him to do a tirade against Candace Owens, who's asking questions and has legitimate questions about military planes coming from Egypt and all these diplomats on these planes that are, you know, that makes you go, wait, something's wrong. And when someone does not want questions to be asked, then for whatever reason, for midterms, for you name it, then they're not with us on this team. We cannot get through all this and then still have it where you're silenced into submission. That's not where we're going in the millennial kingdom. All right, so I want you to be aware of that. Just that has been what's going on. Okay, I'm going to read to you guys a passage from the Golden Age book. I hope you guys are enjoying that. I hope you are enjoying that being seeding your thoughts and your minds with the truth about where we're headed biblically. And I wish I could tell you it's going to happen for Christmas. I wish I could tell you, you know, when it's going to happen. But I know that this disclosure is not for just no reason. This disclosure is to expose and to stop this evil from going on in our world. Okay, so here's the link to the books, and I'm gonna read to you a little bit from the passage about that we're gonna have justice in the earth, and this is one of the passages in the chapter, the Golden Age of Justice. This is from Psalm 37. This is, don't fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they will soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. There you go. They will be cut down. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm sure many of you know that passage and have quoted that many times. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass, right? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, 5 through 6. So that passage says a lot more than just that. It's talking about not to fret because of evildoers, because they will be destroyed. There will be justice on the earth. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. How about that? Again, that's what I'm so glad I put this sunshine. It just, you know, you see it, the sunshine appearing. This is what it'll be, bright as the noonday sun. And so the Lord is going to reveal that we were the righteous. We did not join in league with these people to do these evil things. We said, no, we're never going to be part of that. We're never going to be part of this evil. And I really think that's what his documentary is about, is that he was joining in, maybe thinking he was going to be, you know, doing a good thing. And then he, at least that's the way they're playing out in the documentary. But then he finds out that, oh, they're going to ask him to do something bad. And so he plays along. And then he realizes, no, they're not, they're using me for evil. I think that's how. I haven't seen it, but I think that's how they're playing it. And Liz Croken said that it really connected a lot of dots for her. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Whether it's Fuentes or Poole or Brennan or Clapper or Comey or Maduro or Zelensky or whoever's on the naughty list. Do not worry about any of them, because the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, don't fret because of them. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath, do not fret. It only causes harm. It'll make you sick. It'll make you sick. For the evildoers, and also could get you into a lot of trouble. For the evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord will inherit the earth. Right? This is the promise. Now, this was written thousands of years ago. This was written before Jesus was born. Okay? Before the first Christmas. We will inherit the earth. He said that the righteous will inherit the earth. This is his promise. The righteous will inherit the earth. Yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. How about that? You will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. That's the verse I've quoted to you guys so many times. You will look for your enemy, and you will not be able to find him, right? But the meek, the meek shall inherit the earth. Who are the meek? Those who obey the Lord, who would not do anything evil for under any circumstances because of their respect for the Lord and their respect for others. The wicked plots against the just, gnashes his teeth at him. The Lord laughs at him. He sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow. What do you mean bent their bow? They pull they got their arrow pulled back. The bow is bent so they can shoot the arrow at the righteous. To cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are upright of conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow will be broken. No more bending the bow to shoot an arrow at someone, the righteous. Their bow will be broken, burned. We talk about that in the book. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Amen. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Isn't that awesome? Love that. I love that. Okay, so there's more to it than that, but you can read that more in the book, The Golden Age. The Golden Age. And if you're not familiar with what my books, I also have them on audiobook. I don't have The Golden Age on audiobook yet, but and you can read a certain portion of it over on Amazon. Like, I put the link in the chat, but this one is The Decode of Revelation, is the truth about Revelation. It's good news. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Also, The Major Clues for Minor Prophets is all the wonderful promises the Lord gave us through the minor prophets about this day. Did not realize that's who they were, what they were talking about. And then also the wonderful Bible stories that were a roadmap for us. From some stories you might be familiar with, some of them you might not be. All right, so that's that. Okay, don't forget, they have a sale right now. It's now 20% off, 20% off of the micronutrients. I love the green juice and also the detox. So important to detox. Get these toxins out of your body. It's micronutrients. It goes into the cellular level and also the wonderful one. Let's see if I can find it down here. I have videos on all these so you can learn more about what they do. I love this company. They are phenomenal. So you can join and do like a monthly, get your shipments monthly, which is what most people do, but or you can just do it right now at 20% off and just give it a try. So here's the Televital, which helps your telomeres to be strong so that you can be healthy longer. Okay, so here's the code right now. Joy2025. Go to my website, freedomforce.live/detox. When you go there, and then it's going to ask you for the code. Thank you so much. You're the best, Songbird. You already put the link over there. But here's the one, and you'll use the code. What did I just say? Use the code 20JOY2025. All right. And here's the other page of more information about Joy2025. This is the website that I have videos explaining a lot of ways that you can naturally heal instead of using the things from Big Pharma, and that you can get your health, you know, in tip-top condition. And this is what I do. What I'm doing right now to help my breathing and to open up my breathing is neural therapy. There's information about neural therapy right there, prescribinglife.com, because they these toxins they're not playing with these toxins at all. All right, so I think that's it. We're going to have a show about that here in a few days when I get my breath back a little bit better. But, yeah, this is what I use for my toothpaste, my mouthwash, is this chlorine dioxide. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Anyway, watch the videos about all of that. I use the probiotics, P2. I haven't even been able to tell you about this, but they have one that you can actually put in your water that is a probiotic for your gut health. Amazing. Definitely check into that. They also have pet probiotics. So important that we take care of our little pups. And don't forget to go to on my channel, this the pet health right there. We've been doing that. All right. I think that's it. Don't forget, if you haven't looked at it yet, as soon as I get my voice back, 100%, I'm going to put another video that's going to be pinned to my ex account. But for right now, go and definitely check out this one right here, because this one, I think, maybe is a sign for us for this Christmas. It's about the angel or the messenger standing in the sun. And the angel star, the messenger star Venus, is standing in the sun on Christmas this year. So here, check this out right here. I'll just put on here. I'll just say this is the Christmas star. Oh, and also, I'm going to do a video this Saturday. That's my goal. If I can get my voice to cooperate with me, we're going to have a special Christmas study this Saturday. Normally we get together at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And we haven't done that for the past couple of weeks, but the goal is for us to do that. Just stay tuned on my social media. I will put it out there that we're doing that. Okay. I think that's everything. I think that's everything I wanted to show you. I think that is. All right. Yeah. All right. We're going to go watch President Trump. He's in that rally in Pennsylvania for our Christmas. And let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the king. You are the king of the world, and that you've come to reign and rule on this earth. And we're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth. I thank you for the battalion. I pray that you'll bless them, Lord. I pray you would strengthen them. I pray you would help them to know that you are right there beside them and that you're going to see them through whatever is going on in their world. And that, as that verse said in Psalm 37, we will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. Only the righteous will be left. You say that the righteous, the meek, will inherit the earth. Thank you so much, Lord, for the beautiful days that are coming. Lord, we're ready for Christmas. We're really, really ready for Christmas. Either way, Lord, just keep us strong until we get to the golden age. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm going to jet. And I will talk to you later.
Iron Rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.